TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. If you want to give someone a compliment, Suzanne Lucas would advise you to stay away from these three words. You're so talented. Suzanne is a writer and speaker who worked in HR for a decade, and she's found that the way cultural expectations placed on talent often overshadow and discourage us from developing skills through hard work.
Instead of a head of recruiting, we have a vice president of talent acquisition. We talk about talent management and talent assessments, and we moan a lot about talent shortages. This is a problem because talent is something you either have or you don't have. I can't wave my magic wand and give you musical talent or mathematical talent or any kind of talent. It's inborn. And when we use the word talent to refer to employees, what we're implying is you need to have the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary to do the job perfectly from day one. This is how we end up with crazy talent shortages. While this is frustrating from a career perspective, it also means that we're not investing in ourselves. We'll say, I could never do that. Well, here's the secret. You probably could. This isn't to say that natural talent and ability don't play roles. Of course they do. Mozart wrote his first minuet at 5. That's some serious natural talent. But it took Lin-Manuel Miranda a full year to write a single song for his musical Hamilton. While I don't doubt he has natural talent, what he did was a lot of work. So what's the solution? We stop using the word talent when we mean skills. Nobody comes out of the womb knowing how to do organic chemistry. What we want to hire are people with skills. Well, what's the difference between talent and skills? Skills are something you gain through hard work and dedication. Could I learn to paint? Could I learn to ride a unicycle? Of course. Could I learn organic chemistry? Of course. But let's be honest about something else. I'm not willing to do the work. As Malcolm Gladwell pointed out in his book, Outliers, people that made a tremendous impact in the world did so after years of dedicated work. Not one of them did it based on raw talent alone. I can't do organic chemistry because I chose not to do the work necessary to learn it. And every day I continue to choose not to learn organic chemistry. So, when we're hiring, though, we need to not only look at, does this person already know how to do it, but can she learn it? How can you tell if someone can learn something? Well, have they learned hard things in the past? Do they know similar things? Do they have a history of recovering from failure? Somebody that has failed and then succeeded has demonstrated that they have the grit and guts necessary to do hard things. Shouldn't we just look for someone that has never failed but always succeeded? Well, that's kind of society's goal. We want to hire that person with the perfect resume. But when Google took a look at what made great employees, perfect grades were not at the top of that list. What was? Listening, critical thinking, and problem solving. And when businesses are willing to invest in training and development, they'll find that the talent shortage disappears because it never existed in the first place. Talent isn't where it's at. Hard work and a desire to learn is. If you admire someone's skill, forget talent and get to work.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Basel, Switzerland. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Basel. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.
PRX.